you a blessed day.
If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with me into the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, chapter 122. Psalms 122. I'd like to teach for just a little while here on serving the Lord with gladness. Serving the Lord with gladness. Psalm 122. Now, I don't know if it's on the top of your page or the heading there where it says the chapter, but in my Bible, my Thompson Chain reference, it says this psalm is titled and called A Song of Degrees, D-E-G-R-E-E-S, A Song of Degrees of David. Now, history of this psalm was sung by God's people as they went up to the top of the hill of Jerusalem, up to the temple to worship God and offer Him their sacrifices. Look at the word degrees. A song of degrees. It means going in steps from one place to another. You've got a desire. You've got a longing in your heart to go from the place you are to a different place that's better. You're going. This is the steps of degree. You're advancing. You're moving forward. You're headed in a certain direction to reach a desired place that you really, really, really want to be. The psalmist David started this song. It was a song that was sung. He started it off by saying in verse 1, I was what?
Glad
when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. And on down, O God. Can somebody read that next verse for me?
Jerusalem is building as a city that is compact.
Compact.
Together.
Go ahead and read it.
Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord.
Yes. All right, you may be seated. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. David had the go ye in his soul. He had a desire. He wanted to see the glory of the Lord. He wanted to feel God's divine presence.
Amen.
He wanted to worship the Lord. It was in his heart. He went by degrees, step after step, to get near unto the Lord.
Yes.
David had the go ye in his soul. He had a glad heart. He loved the Lord. He loved to worship God.
Yes.
There wasn't a hill too tall or too steep or too hard for David to climb to get to the Lord's house to worship. Tell us, psalmist David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. Let's go into the house of the Lord. Look at verse 2. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yes.
So where was the house of the Lord? It was at Jerusalem.
Amen.
Jerusalem sat on top of a hill.
Yes.
To get to the temple and to the house of God, you had to ascend the hill of the Lord and go up. You had to have a desire to climb that hill, to take your sacrifice unto the Lord and to worship Him. How many could say, I'm willing, Brother Tommy, to launch out and to go, hallelujah, to be with God's people in the house of the Lord. No wonder David of old, he said, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. There's
nothing in the world like seeing the glory of God and feeling His divine presence and His anointing when it comes down in a service. How many's ever felt the Spirit of the Lord in the songs and in the music? I'm telling you, He inhabits the praises of His people. If you look up the word inhabit, that means God comes down and He settles in our praise. Hallelujah to God. He comes down and He inhabits. We have to create an atmosphere for the Lord to dwell in. What was it Jesus told that devil out in the temptation in the wilderness? He told Satan, when Satan was tempting Him, He said, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him shall ye serve." Hallelujah. What was it He told the woman at the well when she came to get a natural water pot full of natural water? Jesus told her, He said, "You'll drink of this well, you'll come back for another drink. Oh Lord, but there's a thirst out in your soul, and I've got water to give unto you, that if you drink thereof, you'll never thirst again, and you'll never have to come here and draw." And what was it Jesus said? He said, "Woman," He said, "I give unto you that water." And she said, "That well is deep, O Lord. From whence is that well of water? I've got it. I brought it to you." Hallelujah. She said, "Oh, we've heard that the worship of God is in the mountain." And Jesus said, "The Father seeketh such to worship Him in the spirit and in the truth." I tell you, it's more than just saying words. It's more than just lifting your hands in the sanctuary of God. To lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, and to give the Lord a wave offering and a praise offering. I'm telling you, He'll come down and He'll move and He'll touch. When His people begins to learn how to worship and lift up the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "The Father seeketh such to worship Him in the spirit and in the truth." You know what that means? It means putting your whole heart in it. It means you got something down inside of you. You've got gladness down inside of your soul. And you're glad for what God has done for you. You're glad for what God has showed you. You're glad for Jesus that saved your soul. You're glad for the Spirit of God that came down. Hallelujah, and changed your heart. Hallelujah, and Jesus took up residence inside of your soul. I'm telling you, this thing is of the heart. It's more than a mental ascent. It's more than just a thinking. It's more than saying, "I know who God is, and I know who Jesus is." I'm telling you, it's knowing with all of your heart that He lives and He abides inside of the heart. He sits upon the throne of the heart. Raise your little hand and worship Him today. I'm telling you, He has bought us with a price. Hallelujah, on the cross of Calvary, He shed His blood to redeem us and to wash us and to save us and to write down our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He paid a great price. Hallelujah, the Bible said, "Therefore, hallelujah, to worship the Lord, both in your body and in your soul."
Amen.
Yes. Jesus.
Lord.
You're real. You're real.
That's right.
Oh, you're real. Oh, to feel Him. Oh, to taste Him. Tell us, woman at the well, did you get a drink that day? She said, "You better believe it. I left my empty water pot there at that well, and Jesus gave me a drink. Hallelujah. It was water springing up in my soul." And she said, "I went a running back to town and said, 'Come and see a man that told me everything. He knew all about me. Is not this the Christ?'" I'm telling you, if you get it just right, if you get it on the inside, you'll tell it and you'll sing it and you'll praise it and you'll be glad. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this thing's got life in it, and there's power in it, and it flows.
That's right. Amen.
Yes. Come on, come on.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Bless him, God. Bless him, Lord.
Our feet, listen.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
David had a glad heart. He had to go eat on any soul. He loved the Lord.
Yes.
He loved to worship God. Wasn't a hill too tall or steep or hard to climb for David to get to God's house. Tell us, Psalms, David, tell us. Our feet shall stand. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yes.
Can you say, plant my feet, Lord,
Amen. On
higher ground. Plant me, Jesus, on higher ground. We are the planting of the Lord.
Yeah,
God. Hallelujah. So where was the house of the Lord? Up on top of a hill. Jerusalem set up on top of a hill. I want to tell you something. Back then, we've got real nice vehicles and cars of comfort today. Some of us drive a long way, Brother George does. Some of us not so far. Some of us can walk. But they did not have that comfort back then.
That's right. Come on.
The Bible has much to say about your feet. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By your feet you walk.
Right.
Come on. With our feet we run.
Bless him, Lord.
With them we climb.
That's right.
There's a spiritual climb too. And with them we take a stand. In this case, did you know your heart will follow your feet will follow your heart?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You know why I'm here?
Come on.
I walked out of my house. I got dressed. Hallelujah. I took a shower first.
Bless you, Lord.
I did.
Come on, man.
I combed my hair. I brushed my tubers. And I got dressed. And I put my slippers on.
Praise God.
My feet's following my heart.
Mm-hmm. You're right, brother. Come on.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Baby. Went out there and got that Toyota. Started it up. I came here. Oh God, I feel him.
Come on.
Got my Bible and my notes out of the truck. My feet brought me through those wooden doors.
Right.
I'm here.
Amen.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
What's in your heart? You'll follow your
That's
heart.
Right. Come on. You're right.
Come on. My feet used to take me to the things of the world. The entertainments of the world.
Right.
Come on, bad places.
Bless him, Lord.
I ain't happy about that. But I tell you, I made a change.
Hallelujah.
Jesus made a change in me.
Amen.
Sister Alicia, my feet. Sometimes I feel like dancing. Sometimes I feel like running. Oh, thank God. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Tell us, David, hallelujah. I'm going by degrees, one step at a time. I left the place behind me for a higher height. Oh, Lord, I'm going to the Lord's house. I'm going into that place where the presence of God is. I'm going to worship. I'm going in degrees. I'm going to tell you, your feet will follow your heart. Well, glory to God. I'm closer to heaven than I've ever been. Shuffy, I'm telling you, I'm on my way. Oh, it ain't going to be very long when the Lord comes. He's coming for a bride, and that is royal, and she is without blemish, spot, and wrinkle, and she's made herself ready. Oh, Lord, I want to go. Can you raise your little hand? I want to go. My feet is a puddle in my heart, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, blessed God.
I want to go.
Thank you.
Thank you, mighty God.
Was there an effort to get there, David?
Oh, yeah.
Get in this microphone and tell us. Come here. Oh, if I could call him back. He's a little feller. He was ruddy. He probably had freckles. Probably had sandy or red hair. He was a little fella. He knew how to sling a stone. Whew, he knew how to fight a bear and a lion and save the little sheep and the lambs. David, come here. What is it God put in your heart? What was it God said? He said, I sought after a man that was after my heart. And I found David in the sheepfold. I found David way out in the wilderness. He was taking care of his father's sheep. Blessed Lord. And David loved those sheep with his whole heart. And he would fight a lion and a bear. Oh, Lord. God said, that's the one. He'll have a heart for me to take care of my people, to be king over my people. Oh, Lord. Come here, David. Hallelujah. Was there an effort to get up there, David? You better believe it. The top of the hill of Jerusalem, where the house of the Lord was 2,600 feet up from the valley floor.
Bless him, Lord.
It was not an easy climb taking your offering up there.
Come on.
It took effort. And if you didn't have willpower, and if you did not have a desire, you would not make the climb. David said, I am willing with all of my heart to ascend the hill of the Lord to get in God's presence. I'm telling you, fasting and prayer will take you higher. It'll lift you farther. It'll draw you closer. Raise your little hand. All it takes is a desire in the heart to say, I want the Lord with everything that is in me. I've tasted of the world and I don't like it. I've drunk from both fountains, both the bitter and the sweet. I've drunk from the old fountain of the world. It'll leave you empty, dead, and dry with the dregs in the bottom of it. But I'm telling you, there was a fountain opened up in the house of the Lord. And if you drink of that water, you'll never thirst again. I'll give him a praise in the house. It's worth the climb. Take me my feet and put a desire in my heart to climb and get higher. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Come on,
praise the Lord.
Glory be to God.
I know Sister Missy is watching this. She loves you. Sometimes she'll go back and watch the three of them. We love you, Sissy. And the whole church gathered around here up front just a little while ago.
Glory.
And we all prayed for you. Take heart. Take heart, Sissy. God's going to move and you'll see it. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I ascended the hill to bring God an offering and my praise to worship Him. My God is in the temple. My God is in Jerusalem. I'll gladly climb and I'll go up to get where the testimony of the Word of God is inside of that ark. I want to be near the ark of God to worship. Look at verse 3. Jerusalem is what? Jerusalem is builded. Now, when God builds something, He builds it strong enough to last.
Right.
How many knows He will?
Right.
Is builded as a city that is what? Compacted together. Hallelujah. The house of the Lord, Jerusalem, is built as a city that's compacted together. Compact means a structure that is solid and that is formed and filled and joined together and made strong. Can I ask everybody in the house today, who is the church? We, the saints of God, make up the temple. We are the church and we are the body of Christ. How many knows Jesus told Peter? He said, upon this rock,
He said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm telling you, if your feet are planted upon Christ, the solid rock and the solid foundation, the devil will never take you off of it. He'll never push you off of it. He cannot do it. All you have to have is a desire to serve the Lord through the good times and through the bad. And the devil's going to come to you, and he'll tempt you. He'll try you. He'll hit you with everything that he's got. But tell him, stand flat-footed and say, I'm going to stand for the Lord. Hey, God, I'm going to stand for him. He has planted me in the house of the Lord. And the world cannot move me. And the devil cannot take it away. I give him a hand clap in the house. Well, praise be to the Lord. We're on the winning side. Hallelujah, greater is he that is in us than he's out there in the world. He's greater than sickness. He's greater than affliction. He's greater than any trial.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Jesus,
Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I told Mary if I ever felt like preaching anymore, I do. I just about ready to hit street. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
He builds it strong. He'll build you strong.
Amen.
He'll build you that you can withstand and stand in this evil day.
That's right. Yeah.
Brother George, he builds us, he builds his church to endure the storms.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank God, Sister Dottie, it's weatherproof.
Praise God. Amen.
She's weatherproof. Whoop. The winds of evil and this world cannot blow it away. It is a shelter. It is a refuge for the tired, the weary, the troubled, and the oppressed. God is in her. Can you say God is in here? God is in our midst. Hallelujah. God is living in my heart. Hey, Lord. My Jesus. Oh, the people of God sung this psalm as they ascended that hill going up to the Lord's house to worship. Can you say today, I'm glad, Lord, I'm glad, and I'm willing to serve you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So what does the church really mean to you? In the Bible, she's called the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. That pillar will stand.
Yes.
My goodness, it'll never cave in.
No.
She's a church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. How many can say truth, Tommy, will stand and endure forever?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's called the house of God. It's called the house of God, the house of prayer. It's called the assembly of the saints. Brother George, it's called the household of faith. Brother Kevin, Sister Stacy, it's called the habitation of God.
Praise
the Lord. It's called the body of Christ. How many knows Jesus died for the church? He'll protect the church. Hallelujah. It's called the house of the Lord. It's called the assembly of the upright. Can you say gladly with all your heart, I'm among the upright. I am a saint of the living God. Hallelujah. The church is called the flock of God. It's called God's building. Can I tell you, God is in her. Oh, for a desire like David. Let's go to church. Let's go to church. Hallelujah. The Lord, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Are you with me, Brother Anthony? Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, you might get tired physically. You might have sickness. You might be weak, but I tell you, the spirit of a man shall sustain his infirmity. Hallelujah. There's a spirit on the inside of a man, of the Holy Spirit of God. It will sustain you when you're weak. It'll keep you going. How many's glad for the good Holy Ghost that'll get in your body, and he'll strengthen you. Hallelujah, that you can carry on. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, enlightening all the inner parts of the belly. The Lord will sustain us according to what's in our heart. You have to have a strong heart. You have to have a willing heart. You have to have a heart that's hungry after God. And I'm telling you, the devil cannot put it out. That candle that is a burning, he cannot put it out. The desire, the same I-R-E that is in desire, is the same I-R-E that's in fire. Raise your little hand. What we need in this hour is the Holy Ghost and fire. On a burn again, God. Burn the fetters off of us. Burn the cords of iniquity off of us. Burn the world off of us, oh God, and set us free.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Amen. Come on.
Glory
to God. Don't let nothing hold you down.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
Don't let anything of your flesh hold you back.
Right.
God have your way.
The old carnal man will hold you back.
That's right.
The spirit man has to be stronger than the flesh.
Right. Amen.
You have to, a lot of times you have got to crucify things. Paul said, I crucify myself every day.
Glory.
Old flesh tells me, go here, go there. You can do, you can let up, you can do this, you can do that.
Come on.
Paul said, I have to die daily. Come on now.
Right.
That old carnal nature of us, the carnal propensities that are in this old flesh, I think sometimes we need a renewing of the mind.
Amen.
Give me the mind of Christ, Lord Jesus. Amen. Put that mind in me that was in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. Put a desire in me, oh God.
Come on.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
How many's loving the Word of God here lately?
Yes.
Come on, raise your little hand. I love the Word of God, Jesus. I love the Word of truth. The truth, you shall know. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. I tell you, the truth of God's Word will clean you up.
Right.
The truth of God's Word will set you free. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Whew.
Yes.
All right, bro. Glory to God.
Let's go to church. Listen. The devil may hit you. He may tempt you. He may fight. But you're built up on a rock.
That's right.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Jesus is the rock on which you stand.
Amen.
Which you built your spiritual house.
Right.
He is the chief cornerstone.
Woo!
I really believe, Brother George, that if we can get to the house of God, he'll move.
Right.
Hallelujah. He'll touch, he'll heal, he'll deliver. In the house of the Lord, there is strength and there's overcoming power and victory. How many really, really, really loves to come to church and be among God's people?
Amen.
Being together worshiping the Lord and in his presence.
Amen.
I'm telling you, everybody that's come here long enough realizes you have fought battles, but you pushed out. You came to the house of God.
Right.
You felt dead, you felt empty, you felt dry, and the old devil was oppressing you. But when you came inside of those doors and the Spirit of God began to move, and the songs and people are getting blessed all around you. Hallelujah, the music was anointed. How many can say, Brother Tommy, I have been there when the Lord encouraged my heart. I felt the Spirit of the Lord in the church service. Hallelujah, it put something in me to go on. I believe I can serve the Lord another day now. I believe I can face the devil another day now. God gave me something in the house of God. Hey, Lord, my call. Hey, Lord, my call. Hey, Lord, my call.
Have your way, Lord.
He called out, hey,
God. Bless my brother, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank
power
you.
In the house of the Lord.
Thank
I said there's deliverance in the house of the Lord.
Thank
salvation
you.
Is in here. Hallelujah, deliverance
is in here. A blessing from on high is in here. And God is a way to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't even contain it. I'm telling you, He's a waiting on you and to have a desire in your heart.
Hey, Lord. Glory to God. Lord and my God, have your way, Lord. Bless my brethren, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord.
Joy. I wished I had lungs.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I got them, but I wish that's about 30 years.
Thank you.
I love you, Brother Kevin. I got buddies in here, brothers and sisters in here.
Yes.
You all are precious to us. Oh, you're just in time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll just hand you the mic, buddy. Oh, God. Oh, that sweet anointing. Oh, the power of the Lord. I'm just glad for the church of the living God. For your pastor. Hallelujah to the Lord. Listen, let me deal with joy right now. How many knows the joy of the Lord is your strength? Nehemiah 8:10. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. This Sunday, what is this? August the 27th. This day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can you say yes, Brother Tommy? I keep up every now and then with the news and all that's going on in this world. And it's a looking mighty bleak and bad out there. Do you know why people are so depressed? Why that they're down? Do you know why that they are so weak and succumbing in their trials? They've lost the fight that's in their heart. They've lost their desire. Listen, many are fainting, and the word succumb means failure to resist pressure, failure to resist temptation, or some other negative force. The outside forces of worry and troubles and anxieties has drained them completely out. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah to God. We need our joy restored. We need the thrill of being saved back in our soul again. I can't raise your little hand and say, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I put a good spirit in me. I put the fire in me. I revive. Wilt thou not revive the soul again, O Lord, that thy people may rejoice in thee? I send the reviving. I send the fire.
Glory to God.
Hey. Raise your little hand and wave it to the Lord. We need a renewing and we need a refreshing. Hallelujah, from the presence of the Lord. I come down again like rain upon the mown grass. Oh Lord, I pray. I do it again, God.
Glory unto God. Thank you, blessed.
Hey, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. God's awaiting on us, my friend. He's awaiting on the people of God how to worship Him with a glad heart. Renew it again. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord, I read years ago in the newspaper over there somewhere in England. Somehow or the other, they went in the after midnight sometime. They went and they was able to thieves broke through and bypass the security cameras. The security system overrode it, disconnected it,
And I'm telling you, God, the devil would like to disconnect us. I said he'd like to disconnect us. They came under the veil of darkness, them thieves did, broke into that museum, and it so happened to be the most valuable painting on the wall was when you first came in. You looked on the wall right there, and there was a most beautiful painting. It was the main one in the whole museum. And they stole it and took it, robbed it. Hallelujah. They put bulletins out all over England. And they said, we had the most valued a piece of art stolen off of the wall. And said everybody that came to pay to get in that museum, they would stand there and look at the beauty of that painting that was worth $2 million. And now we don't know where it's gone. We don't know who stole it and who's got it. And they put bulletins out, said if anybody's got information, we want that painting back. It means everything. It's the main piece of art in the museum. And can I tell you, in the day and the hour we're living in, the devil is a joy robber. He's a peace stealer. And he'll come in and he'll steal your praise. He'll steal your gladness. He'll take away the worship. I'm telling you, that's what the devil like to do, is to rob you and to rob the house of the Lord and take away our praise and take away the worship. I'm telling you, we need to get it back. We need the praise. Hallelujah, the glad heart. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, restore that glad heart back in me.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Give us a glad.
Thank you, Jesus.
You want to do part two? So you got a breath?
Yeah. Glory be to God. Have your way, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
To succumb means you give in.
Give in.
To that outside force.
Yes.
Tell you something about the devil. He forces his way.
That's right.
He won't stop. He'll hound you.
Come on now.
He'll vex you. He'll tempt you. He'll press you.
That's right.
Yeah.
He'll crowd your mind. Mm-hmm. He wants to take that out of you. He don't want God in you.
That's right.
He don't want you to be happy. He don't want the joy of the Lord to be your strength.
Hallelujah. Be the...
That's the reason people are giving up. They're succumbing. They're fainting. They're falling. They're swooning. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, the praises have dried up. It's in here. It's in here. Oh God.
Holy, holy.
Oh Lord, but the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, amen.
We need our joy restored. Listen to me. We need the thrill. We need the thrill of being saved.
Yes.
Filling our hearts again. I can have strength in my soul from that inward hope that I have. True Lord. Oh, God, the answer is a glad heart. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Psalm 100, make a joyful noise. I had old people, listen to me, when I first got saved, I had people that were elderly, like 60s, 70s, and 80s. They said, back in the country, they didn't have modern music like we had. One woman said that she brought a big old wash tub, turned it up where the bottom's up here like this, and took a stick. Hallelujah, man. Old guitars, the old string guitars, didn't have any electric. Come on now. Didn't have, oh Lord, music and organs and pianos. They might have had a regular piano that wouldn't mic'd. It wouldn't electric. And she said the service would get to going. So they would stand up there behind the desk and play that old string guitar. She said, she told me, well, I forgot her name now. She said, I would pound on that old wash tub. Hallelujah. And I would keep the beat. And said another sister of mine brought an old washboard. How many has ever seen them old antique washboards? And they would take a big tablespoon and they would rub up and down that old washboard.
Lord. I'm telling you, you can make a more joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. You don't have to be professional. You can make a joyful noise in the Lord. And she said, the power of God, Brother Jason, would fill that church a pounding upon a big old horse board. Can I tell you, they left their house with a determination to come, hallelujah, to get in the presence of the Lord and to worship Him. It's a desire. I said it out of my kohala. It's a desire that's in your heart.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Hey, Lord. We'll learn to praise Him. He'll send the devil on his flight. He don't want you worshiping the Lord.
Right.
You're right.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Glory be to God. Bless Him, Lord.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God.
He is God.
It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with
praise.
Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Behold, I'm going to close right here. Everything's coming apart on me up here. Tape.
Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Bless Him, Lord.
Behold, God is my salvation.
Yes.
I will trust and not be afraid.
Not be afraid.
I'll trust and not be afraid.
Come on.
For the Lord Jehovah is my strength.
Amen.
And my song, Sister Missy.
Yes.
God love your heart.
Hallelujah.
He also is become my salvation.
My salvation.
Therefore, because of this, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation.
Out of the wells of salvation.
Hallelujah. How many from the depths of your heart right now? Let's just thank Him. Jesus. 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 You're number one. My Heavenly Father, you're my all. Great is thy mercy and thy love. Bless your sweet holy name. Behold, God is my salvation. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Blessed be thy name.
He's worthy.
Is he worthy?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.